My intention was just to record one 20-minute audio boo about SubCon, picking up on the Twitter stream. But I got so interested while I've been doing it about the Twitter stream in SubCon that I can't stop. And I just... So I'm going to carry on. It will be another long audio boo, I warn you. You might want to skip it, or else you might want to... Yeah, anyway, you'll do whatever you want. But the key thing is I can't let go of this one, which got chopped off. I spend 85% of time marketing to staff, clients, everyone. It's important to get your story out before someone else does. Now, that quote is put up first by Fleur_de_lotus. And it really hooks me because I thought I was being very radical, but also accurate, when I have, as I have said to people over the last couple of years especially, that I spend 55% of my working week marketing. And I spend 35% of my working week doing production. And I do, you know, the rest in between administration and inventing new businesses. But here I have somebody, and it might be Heathman PDX, who said this first. But I'm grateful to Fleur de Lotus for putting it up. Anyway, here we are. Social media allows you to play offense and defense and represent your brand. I think this is all Heathman PDX, to be honest. So, okay, carry on, moving on. I like when people use sporting metaphors. So far, I'm still getting 50 Shades is a big theme. That opens up thinking, how did 50 Shades take off and all that. Sport is a big thing. And above all, it was the original thing about, you know, execution is everything. Okay, now where else am I going to? A lot of people like this footballing metaphor. Right, it's actually, in a funny way, I'm beginning to feel that when I come across a tweet in here the first time it goes up, and I say to myself, I love that. That a whole load of other people in SubCon think the same way. Who knows? Right. Okay, let's just move on and see what else I can have. Welcome respite from grim year of news and politics. Heathman PDX embracing the tidal wave of attention. Actually, that's a very grounding tweet by Carmen Hill, referring to a grim year of news and politics. You know, business doesn't exist in a vacuum, and tremendous enthusiasm for new ideas, as a cup of tea going down, or even old ideas that work, can lead you to disconnect from the groundedness that helps, which is that, okay, all this positivity is one thing, but a lot of people are hurting. There's a lot of things to change in society which are not that pleasant. And entrepreneurship and new business development doesn't exist in a vacuum. Even though at times it's good to get into a vacuum. You can do a lot of things in a vacuum, I found out. Okay, right. What are we doing now? Oh, it's interesting to see a few people retweeting the one. Right, PR. We don't need to lose who we are. I need to hurry up now, guys, because this man, Heathman, whatever he's called, has obviously given a heck of a lot of value. So there's an awful lot of tweets about what he had to say. Wow, the Heathman is ahead of big chains with social media apps and a lending library of books by authors who have stayed there. I don't actually know what Tiffany Salzman meant by that, but she's certainly telling me that Heathman is a good guy to latch on to. Okay, let me move quickly past 50 Shades, really. Now, here's one that, funnily enough, I have to say, I noticed this last night. Chrissy Young said this, and Jane Boyd plus one did, and other people have too. Sometimes you have to say no to opportunities to protect your brand reputation. Saying no to opportunities in order to protect your brand reputation is an experience I have had in spades recently while building a new business That's another story. Yeah, say no to opportunities for the sake of your brand. I'd put that even stronger, but I won't bother saying it now. Okay, what else have I got here? Right. I've got, yeah, DVINMSM. Oh, look, this is a lovely lady from down in Los Angeles. And she's addressing somebody, she's sending hugs to somebody, and she's saying, I don't know, I think she's at SubCon. Somehow or other, the word is leaking out that his project in Malawi, or their project in Malawi, together with WaterAid, has been nominated for Digital Fundraising Award. They raised a shitload of money, you know, incredible amount of money. That he's a great person to have in the same room there. People are saying they're proud to sponsor SubCon. Okay. The hotel manager. We have just had a hotel manager say he was in the content management business. Now there's something I could retweet to this hotel in particular manager. I must put the Cliffhouse Hotel in touch with that particular tweet. Okay, who's in the content creation business? Well, I have to say I am certainly, but... right, people are referring back to, that's the other idea, we're all in the content creation business, right? I mean, I wonder what'll be the next big idea. Okay, what can I say? This is flicking down through the under the hashtag SubCon, and I finally come across a tweet from the great man, Nick Callett, and he says, I'm in Hood River, about 70 miles to Portland, 5.5 hours driven so far today. Nick Kellett is making a grand entrance. He's actually starting the story about his last 70 miles to Portland. I don't suppose he's going to tell us all the way, but when Nick Kellett gets there, he'll be greeted. I can tell you some people are very popular, and he's certainly a guy who I think has found a way, goodness knows how he does it, to be popular. Certain people seem to have the knack of being popular. I think the key in my own mind in the world we're talking about is to get people to be incredibly helpful to other people. You'll get very popular if you do that. Okay, people are encouraging people to keep on tweeting. People are putting up the schedule for the conference, and they're getting to a lunch break. 11 hours ago they got to their morning lunch break. Of course, during lunch they'll have all sorts of chats and starting again the live stream. Rick Dragon is on. Oh my goodness. Oh no, Rick Dragon is a guy who I know of. I've tweeted with him, RICDRAGON, and he looks like his theme is, how do you choose a first market that will grow with you? A first market that will grow with you. See, that gives the idea of a movement. You're growing your business. The market is growing. That is a movement. So the word movement, and I have to admit that I picked it up while doing some research into some company whose name I've forgotten right now, but they use the word movement, and a cultural movement at that in a big way. Somebody will remember what the name of that company is, but Rick Dragon is in that space. Now, I know I'm particularly interested in what Rick Dragon has to say. Always give to others along the way. Always give to others along the way. When you see that person needing support, reach out. Oh my God. The important part about creating content is about facilitating the relationship with your audience. Create space wonderfully. So look, if I did nothing else, you know, I could take that tweet alone, put up by SubCon, in SubCon stream. Can't quite figure out at the moment what's going on. But I could work with that tweet for the next 6 months. Here's on the same theme. You can never say thank you too often. Okay, right, let's move on and find something. I'm looking forward to some long conversations, says John Flurry, F-L-U-R-R-Y. Jane Boyd says you can never say thank you too often. Generosity and appreciation. So they're the words I'm thinking of. Generosity. Actually, no, the three words I have in my head so far are value, values, not in the cliched sense, what you stand for, content, execution, generosity, appreciation. Okay, not very good at summarizing very early in the morning. Okay, little audio testing. That means Jane Boyd is going to tape. She's going to podcast later on Audioboo what Rick Dragon has to say. See, that's fantastic. That's what I want. I want a million Audioboos out of this event. In fact, I want the Corridor Conversations Audiobooed. But anyway, that's what I want is irrelevant. Jane Boyd is great. Whatever she does is great. Everything she touches is great. She is wonderful. If you don't believe me, and I don't suggest you should believe me, you should just experience her. Okay, oh dear, what on earth is this here? Do what you love in service to the people who love what you do. That actually is, yeah, that's Rick Farber. Do what you love in service to the people who love what you do. That is actually Chicago 2012 Subcon Steve Farber, I'm convinced. That is not only this Subcon, but it's coming back. Okay, now. Okay, there's things about... Yeah. Ah, yes, Rick Dragon is quoting Steve Farber. Yeah, I knew it. Steve Farber's probably written a book about it. That theme will run and run. That theme hasn't run out of legs. I see... Here's a very simple little tweet, but quoted by Be Visible from Rick Dragon. Business is a social activity. And somebody else says, you can't, or Rick Dragon says, you can't be in business by yourself. You must provide a service to others. See, these are kind of elementary ideas that you would easily overlook, that business is social. Sometimes people think business is a production type activity. Now I hear people arriving in my house. I might have to stop all this audio booing. Here's a phrase. Put your extra energy into the ideal customer. That's where the value comes from. This idea of an ideal customer, ideal client, in other words, I came across in a book. There's a whole book which... it's terrible. It's Paul somebody... big idea. Ideal customers, ideal clients, ideal staff, ideal suppliers. Only work with your ideal people. That would be your message. That's a powerful message. And here's a great phrase. Find an element of what you love in whatever you're doing at the time. I knew a guy who told me donkeys years ago, I always find something to love in somebody I'm talking to, even if it's the colour of his brown boots. Okay, where are we going to? I'm going to run out of space in a minute. Who's your next customer? Tiffany Salzman asks. Well, she actually says that that's an interesting question that Rick Dragon has posed. Now, the thing about this is that strikes me is that so far I've been done about 3 hours of tweeting from, going through the tweets from Subcon. Two people have spoken is the impression I have, but each of them have said stuff that could be quite enough for the entire conference. Okay, listen to this one from Jane Boyd. Getting friends of your existing customers. Imagine making your customers your friends will increase the likelihood that they will be your ideal customer. Now, I actually have to flag up a word that Chris Brogan highlighted recently called allies and the distinction between friends and allies. I wouldn't call my customers my friends. I'd call them my allies because I've come under the influence of Chris Brogan. But that's only language. The key thing is it doesn't matter what words we use, it's the meaning behind the words that is more important. Get at the substance of what we mean. Speak about our substance, not about our pet words. When someone cares more about their own problems than yours, that's bad customer service. Scene marketing, there's probably a lot of value in that one, because that's been picked up and retweeted. When you care more about your customer's problems than yours. Ah, this is it. The theme coming out of Rick Dragon is that superb customer service happens when you care more about customer's problems than your own. That connects in with what a consultant once said to me, donkeys years ago, that he left all of his own ego, concerns, interests, everything at the door when he went in to meet the client. And he was only attending to the client. Okay. All right, well, I'm flicking through. Oh, a tweet from Diane Brogan, who is not there. And she's literally aligning herself with a tweet from Amber Cleveland. I know, by the way, that Diane Brogan and Amber Cleveland know each other. I bet you they know Rick Dragon too, but it's lovely to see people in a community, some of whom are in the room, some of whom aren't out of a room, and they're kind of supporting each other, mentioning each other. Okay. People are loving Rick Dragon. That's just about it. Rick Dragon's finished. Is that right? Good. I can't stand getting too much value from one person. I'd end up feeling that I wanted to take them home in my pocket and, you know, capture them. Yeah. Oh, here's one from herself. Guess who said this? If you want to have more followers, post something of value. If you want to have more followers, post something of value. Yeah, Rick Dragon has put up a tweet with somebody, put up stuff which somebody has said that the model was pure gold. I guess he drew a picture. That idea, if you want more followers, don't do any bloody tricks. Just put up something of value. Back to Liz Strauss's theme. I think I identify Liz Strauss with two themes. Value attracts value. And being irresistible. Yeah, well, lots of people are latching onto that one. If you don't know it's of value, don't offer it. If you don't know it's of value, don't offer it. Value is how you find that first ideal customer group. Okay. Oh, look. Here's Jane Boyd. Here's a form of appreciation. In public, she's saying, I love listening to Liz Strauss. Every single time, there is so much depth to her words. But I actually have to tell you that I've never heard Liz Strauss say anything that I didn't think was of value. But more than that, that's too much of a bloody cliche. She cuts through, right, gets underneath what's going on, and always rocks the foundation of your thinking. That's Liz Strauss. She rocks the foundation of my thinking. Why would you want to offer value to people who don't value what you do? Right. Why would I want to have customers of that type if they don't value what I'm doing? Okay. Here's one. Don't ignore the people who love you and chase the people who ignore you. We should get over that in junior high. See, this is about, I can use that for my daughter, Momani Dot. Don't ignore the people who love you and chase the people who ignore you. We should have got over that in junior high. I remember, that's a theme from my childhood. Yeah, and Jane Boyd translates that into, ignore the people who ignore you, love the people who love you. Well, you're easy to love, Jane Boyd, I'll say that much for you. You introduce me to Subcon. Any second now, this audiobook might even run out. I mean, that idea about love, work with the people who love you. Frankly, there are too many blooming people in the world, you know, for me to deal with. I can't possibly deal with them all. So I might as well, you know, segment the market right down into those who love me and who love what I'm doing. And actually, those who love why I'm doing it is an even more interesting niche those who love what I'm doing is interesting, but those who love, in addition,